Coach, you built up a nice halftime lead. You come out in the third quarter. Was it a change in personality for your team, or was it a change in execution, combination of the two? What was it?
Well, I'd have to look at the film to see the execution part, but just from watching it from the sideline, probably a combination of both. Didn't really understand the moment, and when your starters don't have it, you expect somebody from the bench to come in and give you a little boost, and we didn't get that tonight. Thought we played not to lose instead of playing to win. And we have to own it and move forward. But it's a tough one to swallow.
Our team's taking Ryan Anderson away from you now. It seems like the last few games he's struggled shooting, and I can't figure out if he's struggling shooting or teams are game planning against that one guy.
Well, I think it's a bit of teams trying to take him out. And we don't have enough experience to know how to play off of that. And they did a good job. I mean, they had a second half the way we had the first one. They hit shots, and they got stops when they needed stops. We did the same thing in the first half, and we only got to the free throw line seven times. That's pretty tough to swallow, especially in a game that coming off a back-to-back. You know you need to get to the line so you can stop play and set your defense, and we couldn't get to the line tonight. You know, it's a tough one to swallow, but the NBA is cruel that way.
Anthony Davis gets the tough assignment tonight on David West. Mm-hmm. In the second half, it seems like David figures something out there, and they keep going to him.
Yeah.
Was there any way in your head that you could maybe try and find
no,
a way to help stop that?
Yeah, we have a plan to take him out. It wasn't executed properly. And that's one of those situations where AD played really good defense. David hit some tough shots. I mean, he shot rainbows tonight, and they went in. But there were guys at the top of the key that should have gone to double team, and it's a lack of execution. Certainly, David took what we gave him, and that's why he is as good as he is.
Coach, even with all that and the third quarter the way it was, mm-hmm. your team still grabs the lead at one point in the fourth, and then it's let's just see how this finishes. If you had to take just that capsule, after you took the lead, what prevented or what kept you from, I guess, finishing on this one?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. We certainly didn't get enough stops. I thought the biggest play of the game was when Lance Stevenson got the follow-up layup. You know, we preach that every single day. It's a box out on because we get a lot of stops. We just don't get the rebound, and that was a tough one. But we had the lead. I think we went up by four or five, and all you got to do is get a couple more stops, and you can almost milk the game. We weren't able to do that. Robin was great tonight, covered up for a lot of our mistakes. I thought he got a bit tired as the game wore on. There's no way they should get transition buckets in the last 2 minutes of the game, and that's a sign of fatigue. So there's a number of things that happened during that capsule, as you say.
Coach, thanks.
Thank you.